Welcome back to Foundation of Truth, bringing you the truth and facts of God's Word. For today's episode, I'm going to bring you a lesson called Main Types of Love. The main types of love are agape, which is unconditional love, the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation. Phileo, which is love between friends. Eros, the sense of being in love or romantic love. Storge, if I'm pronouncing that right, love of family, parent, child, siblings, cousins, etc. In a very close family, agape is felt as well. What is unconditional love? Unconditional love is the love that has no limits, no boundaries. It is the desire to draw close to our Lord and Savior and for Him to draw close to us. God loves us with the type of love no man could ever have. God's heart is as big as galaxies. Love without borders. Kind of like eternity. Are we as humans capable of having the love of our Maker? Perfectly unconditional love. Kind of tough to do, right? Especially when God tells us to love our enemies. Psalms 143:8 says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." 1 John 4:16 says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Ephesians 4:2 says, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love." Ephesians 3:16-17 says, "That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love." What is the love of a mother? Is it something that is here today and gone tomorrow? Not if she is a good mother. A mother is capable of showing unconditional love. Granted, not the kind of unconditional love that our Heavenly Father shows, but unconditional motherly love. A mother will sacrifice all her hopes and dreams to make sure her kids are taken care of and live a successful life. Unconditional love is about sacrificing everything to take care of someone else. Kind of like how God sacrificed his son so we could one day live with him. Romans 12:9 says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good." John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Isaiah 49:15-16 says, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forgive thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." Romans 12:10 says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another." Friends come and go. Who we are friends with today may not be our friends 20 years from now. Even though the love we have for our friends may not be unconditional, we are still commanded to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. By neighbor, this means anyone we may come in contact with, even people we have never met, and especially our enemies. Sounds like a big order, right? Well, with God's help, all things are possible. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John 4:12. 1 John 4:20 says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man layeth down his life for his friends. And you know, the greatest love in the world is the love of our Savior. Because who else would God send to earth to be a sacrifice for our sins? He gave up his Son so that we could be free from the bondage and slavery of sin. And you know, that's love right there, because who here on this earth would give up their child just to help somebody else? Not many people, if at all any. And you know, we are commanded to love each other because God first loved us. And when we love each other, not only are we obeying God's word, but we're being kind and having a fruitful spirit. We're showing the love of our Father towards one another. And it's an awesome thing to show love to people and have love showed to you. Because if you're suffering or you're going through something, it's hard to do it by yourself. And if you have somebody love and support you throughout the whole matter, it's just a wonderful feeling. Because how many times are you sitting there crying or something and you're just feeling depressed, and you pick up the phone and call somebody and they just make your day, they make you laugh, they make you just get out of that depressed state? And it's always good to have somebody you can talk to. But if you can't find anybody to talk to, you can always hit your knees and ask the Lord to relieve you of your stress or anxiety or whatever. And he's always there for you. You may not think he talks back, but if you pray hard and long enough and devote time to God, he will speak to you. Well, that's all I got. Thank you for listening to Foundation of Truth, and we'll see you next time.